Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Something wrong, huh, Martha?
Oh, there sure is! My senior class just played the dirtiest trick I've ever heard of.
Oh, yeah? What kind of trick?
Well, the kids at school, they just... I'm so mad I can't even talk about it!
Honey, I think you'd better tell us what this is all about.
What was the trick your senior class pulled?
Well, this afternoon my class had nominations for the hostess for senior banquet night. They nominated two girls, and one of them was Molly Weber.
And you think you deserved it?
No, that's not the point.
Well, then what's the matter?
Molly's the matter. Poor Molly. She's not really that attractive. She's the shyest, the most... She's completely wrong to be the banquet night hostess.
Well, then why did the kids nominate her?
For a joke. A terrible joke. The other girl they nominated, Patty Hobart's the most popular girl in the class.
Well, does this girl Molly know it's a joke?
No, not yet. She was so thrilled to be nominated that it went right over her head. And when the teacher selection committee interviews Patty and Molly for their choice, poor Molly, she'll be sorry she was ever born.
Well, if you're so upset about it, maybe you can think of a way to help her.
Right. You know, lots of people blow off steam about something they think is wrong, but very few people are willing to get involved and do something about it.
I'm willing to get involved.
Then give it some thought, honey.
Well, that's it, Alice. Six lunches.
Yeah, I got one corned beef sandwich left over.
Oh, don't worry about it. We'll recycle it tomorrow and use it for hash.
For the kitchen, Mrs. Brady.
Mom, I've been thinking and thinking, and I can't think of a way to help Molly Weber.
I know what.
What? Tell me.
Put a bag overhead. That'd be a big help.
Peter, that's not nice.
I'm afraid that's what all the kids think about Molly, Mom.
Well, honey, not everybody can be a raving beauty.
Right. Just ask my mirror.
It's not just her look so much. It's the way she talks and her shyness. And she's so awkward. I just wish I could think of a way to make her more attractive to the teacher selection committee.
Well, that kind of magic only happens in the movies.
Well, bye.
Bye.
The movie! Hey! Wait a minute. Do you remember My Fair Lady? Well, remember how Professor Higgins took the plain Cockney flower girl and changed her into a beautiful, cultured lady?
Oh, yeah. I saw that picture four times.
Well, maybe I could do that in real life.
Hey, maybe you could. Listen, there's an article in one of my magazines about improving yourself. Maybe that would help.
I'll get started on it right away. I'll bring her home after school.
Honey, don't hurt her feelings, okay?
Okay, I'll ease into it. Bye. Come on, Molly. Here's Molly. Molly, I'd like you to meet my brothers, Greg and Bobby, and you know Peter.
Hi, Molly.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
We're studying together.
That's nice.
Come on, Molly.
Didn't I tell you she was a wipeout?
She's not too bad looking.
She isn't too good looking either.
Is that Molly Weber?
Yes, and remember, she's very shy, so if you're going to say anything at all to her, say something nice.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, Molly, you know Jan.
Hi, Molly.
Hi.
And this is my sister, Cindy.
Hello, Molly. So nice to meet you. We always like nice people to visit us. That's a very nice dress you're wearing, and nice glasses, too. You really look nice today, even though I never met you before.
Hey, honey, what smells so good? I pulled my nose right out of the dish.
That pot and that pot will just have to stew another hour.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Molly, I'd like you to meet my parents.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Molly.
Hi.
We're going to do some homework together.
Would you care for a snack before you start, Molly?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Well, just make yourself at home.
Come on, Molly.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, honey, that's okay.
I mean, really, I am sorry.
But Molly, it could happen to anybody. Come on.
That kid's afraid of her own shadow.
Yeah, I'm afraid Professor Marcia Higgins has her work cut out for her.
Clumsiest creature on earth.
Oh, I've done that millions of times.
I can't imagine why the girls nominated me to be hostess, senior banquet.
But they did, and I think that's a terrific honor.
But I know I don't have a chance to win.
Now that's the wrong attitude. You've got to be positive.
I am positive. Positive I'm going to lose. Sally Hobart's the most popular girl in the class.
Well, I think you have a good chance, if you really cared.
I do care. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened in my life. But look at me.
Well, Molly, you could do lots of things to improve yourself if you really tried.
I could?
Sure. For one thing, would you mind taking off your glasses? Why, you've got beautiful eyes, but they're hidden behind these glasses. Have you ever thought of wearing contact lenses?
Well, I've got some, but I figured what's the use? It's like trying to make a scarecrow win a beauty contest.
Molly, there's other things that you can do, too, that'll really help.
You think so?
Come on. By next Monday, the kids at school are going to see a brand new Molly.
I hope so. I sure will be glad to get rid of the old one.
Hi there.
Hi there, Marcia.
Molly, you have to look at people when you talk to them. Once more, louder and smile. Be friendly.
Hi there, Marcia.
Well, that was better. Now, straighten your back. And remember, the key words are poise and dignity.
Poise and dignity.
Right, so stand up straight and proud. That's it. Now, chest out.
It is out.
Okay. Hi there, Molly.
Hi there, Marcia.
Good.
Thank you.
Wow!
You look great! Not at all like you!
I mean,
that's okay. See ya.
Did I say she was a wipeout?
Yeah, well, I just wiped her back in.
Who is it?
It's me, Mrs. Brady, Molly.
Oh, hi, honey. Come on in.
Hi.
Molly, you look lovely.
Thanks. I'm supposed to meet Marcia here.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. She isn't home yet.
May I help you?
Well, be careful now.
Don't worry. I've given up clumsy.
I just can't get over the change in you, Molly.
Thank you. It's sort of a trial run for me. I'm going to school tomorrow for the first time as the new me.
Well, I'm sure all the kids in school are in for a big surprise.
And it's all due to Marcia.
Well, you can wait upstairs in her room if you like. Jan and Cindy are up there.
Thank you. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Molly?
Molly.
Hi.
Well, Alice, what do you think of the preview of the new Molly?
Preview? That's opening night.
Thanks, Alice.
Hi.
Oh. Molly?
Nice to see you again, Mr. Brady.
Nice to see you, too.
90.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow, Molly, you're all put together.
Marcia really did it all.
I wish she'd do that to me.
When you're ready.
I'm ready, I'm ready.
Hi, sorry I'm late. You guys get out. Molly and I have some work to do.
Okay.
Really ready.
Out.
Well, what's there left to do?
Your speech for the selection committee.
You're gonna help me with it?
Right now.
Marcia, I really don't know how to thank you, but I'll pay you back some way.
You can pay me back by being selected as hostess.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Well? Well, come on and tell me what happened at school today with Molly.
Everybody thought Molly was a knockout.
Well, you don't seem very excited about it.
It's something else.
What?
Well, Patty Holbert, the girl running against Molly, had to drop out. Her folks are going on a vacation, and she won't be here for banquet night.
Well, that's terrific. Then Molly will be the hostess.
It doesn't work like that. Now the number three girl, the one that was nominated as the alternate, has to move up and compete against Molly.
Who's that?
Meet number three. What a dumb predicament. I go all out to help Molly win, and now I have to run against her. What am I going to do, Mom?
Well,
I guess there's only one thing I can do. Drop out. If I happened to beat Molly, it would just crush her.
Well, then why don't you think...
On the other hand, I just love to be hostess. It's a big event.
Well, in that case...
But I couldn't do that to Molly. It means so much to her to be hostess.
Oh, well...
But it means a lot to me, too, you know. It's quite an honor.
Oh,
but
well...
But I'd be miserable if I did that to Molly. I'm gonna drop out. I'll tell her at school tomorrow.
You do that.
I feel much better now. Thanks for all your help, Mom.
Oh, well, that's what mothers are for.
Bye.
Marcia! Marcia, you haven't told Molly, have you, about your dropping out for hostess?
No, I haven't seen her yet.
Good that I caught you in time.
What do you mean?
There's fantastic news. I was just in the principal's office and I happened to overhear something. There's going to be a change in the guest of honor in your senior banquet night.
You mean it's not going to be the principal?
No, it's going to be Colonel Dick Whitfield, the astronaut.
Colonel Whitfield? The one who's going to the moon on one of the new missions? You're kidding.
It's true. He's the most famous graduate of this school. He's going to be the guest of honor. Isn't that fabulous?
Terrible.
Terrible? Colonel Whitfield is going to escort the hostess on banquet night.
That's what makes it terrible. It won't be me.
You mean you're still going to drop out?
Jan, I can't change my mind now. Not if I know what I'm doing is right. I'd be miserable.
Well, look, you'll be miserable if you're not the hostess too, won't you?
Jan, I just have to drop out.
Well, I hope you know what you're doing.
I do. It's just harder now, that's all.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Molly. It's terrific the way you've changed. We were just talking about it.
thanks. See you in class. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Molly.
Hi, Marcia. Like my new outfit?
It's really pretty.
Everybody thinks so. Did you hear about the new guest of honor for banquet night? Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah. It'll be a really exciting evening for you.
Well, the teachers haven't made the final selection yet.
Well, Molly, I'm dropping out. You see, I'm already on the yearbook committee and the graduation exercise committee, and, well, I've just got so many things to do.
Oh, that's too bad. You'd have made it a close race.
What do you mean, close race?
Well, it's amazing how popular I've become now that I've changed my looks and personality. The whole school's talking about me.
Well, you did have a little help, you know.
Marcia, it doesn't make any difference how I got there. The point is that I've arrived.
Wow. I guess you think you could beat me easily.
Why else would you drop out? You wouldn't be too busy if you thought you could win and be escorted by an astronaut.
Well, maybe I'm not too busy after all.
Then go ahead and try to beat me.
Hi, Sally. Wait up. Hi, Marcia. We just saw Mark.
Zoom in.
Hi, Greg. Marcia's working on a speech, and she wants to know if she can borrow some paper.
Oh, sure. What's the speech for?
Faculty Selection Committee. It's one of those things they judge you on for a banquet night, hostess.
Oh, I thought she worked on Molly's speech last week.
She did, but this one's for Marcia.
She said she was dropping out.
Well, she isn't.
What changed her mind?
That monster she created. Molly's body is normal, but her head's bigger than a basketball.
That's a female for you. Here. You know, you can't trust one as far as you can throw an elephant.
Right.
They got the brains of a goony bird.
Right. Hey, wait a minute. I'm one of them.
Sisters are different.
Okay.
Tell Marcia good luck with her speech.
Here's your paper, Marcia.
Oh, thanks.
And Greg wishes you luck with your speech, too.
I'm gonna need it. I used all the best words for the speech I wrote for Molly. Mom, Dad, could you help me with something?
Sure, honey.
What's that, sweetheart?
Well, the faculty committee judges us on several things to be hostess. And for one thing, you have to be able to dance the first dance with the host.
Well, that shouldn't be any trouble for you, honey. You're a good dancer.
Yeah, but I dance like this. And at the banquet with the principal and all the teachers there, well, we have to dance like when you were kids.
I think she means way back in the old days.
Speak for yourself, senior citizen.
Could you show me how to waltz properly?
Waltz?
Okay. I'll teach you the waltz. Your father can show you the minuet.
Oh, thank you from the bottom of my silk knee breeches. Shall we?
Indeed.
One, two, three.
Hey, waltz is really beautiful.
Sure, you bet your own papa.
Oh, isn't that nice? You two haven't danced for a long time.
Yeah, how come you never take me dancing?
You had to open your big mouth.
Now it's your turn, honey. Come on.
One, two, three.
That's
one,
it.
One, two, three. Good, two, three.
Very
better,
good.
Two, three. Work. And your knees, two, three. Good, now look at me. Where are you at?
Oh, sure. Okay, well.
Come on, Marcia. It's our bathroom, too.
Marcia won't even answer.
How many times can she wash her hair?
Marcia, you'll scrub yourself bald.
I'm glad her contest for the banquet hostess only comes once. Who'd want to be the dumb old banquet hostess anyway?
Well, I would. Please, Mr. Principal, pick me. I've got poise and charm.
But I've got good posture. See, Mr. Principal?
Pick me. I've got personality. I'm a living doll.
Sit right here, girls. All right, Marcia and Molly. Last but hardly least, your speech is about why you want to be hostess for a senior banquet night. You may go first, Molly.
Mr. Watkins and members of the selection committee, senior banquet night has always been the highlight of our graduation exercises. And the highlight of my last year in junior high has been working on the Readers and Writers Club. I've learned many new things here at Fermor Junior High School.
And so the honor of being hostess is one that we will remember long after we say goodbye to our school. And to have that honor would be the high point of my years at Fermor Junior High School. Thank you.
Before I announce the winner, I want to tell you that we've had a most difficult time reaching a decision. So you're both to be congratulated. As a matter of fact, you were exactly even up until the speeches. But we feel that one of them captured the spirit of the occasion a little better than the other. It's my pleasure to announce this year's hostess for senior banquet night is Molly Weber.
Oh! Thank you, Mr. Watkins. Thanks to all of you.
Congratulations, Molly. That was an excellent speech you gave.
I don't feel like playing anymore. I think I'll go to bed.
Honey.
Huh?
You did your best in the competition, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you can't do more than that.
I know. But what kills me is that Molly beat me with the speech that I helped her write.
I'll get it!
Hi, Marcia.
Molly? What are you doing here?
Well, I came over to thank you for all the help you gave me. I really do appreciate it, Marcia.
Okay, so you appreciate it.
Especially the speech you worked on for me. I'm afraid I haven't acted very nicely towards you.
Okay, Molly.
Now, there's someone here who wants to meet you.
Hi, Marcia. I'm Dick Whitfield.
Colonel Whitfield, the astronaut.
Yes. I met Molly in the principal's office. She was telling Mr. Watkins all you'd done for her.
You were?
Uh-huh.
Mr. Watkins and I decided that in view of the special circumstances, this year we might try something new for senior banquet. Co-hostesses.
Co-hostesses? You mean me and you?
Yeah. How about it, Marcia?
Oh, wow. I'll go get my parents.
Yeah.
Sorry. Won't you please come in? I'll go get him.
So nice of you to drop by. Come in, Marcia.
Tell my parents and you're inside.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Sweetheart, how was the banquet?
Oh, it was super. And I got the first waltz with Colonel Dick Whitfield, even before Molly.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'll bet he remembers me a lot longer than Molly, too.
Well, that's not exactly being modest, you know.
He'll never forget me. I stepped on his feet 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Good night.
Good night, honey.
Thank you.